Triple J listeners, we've taken control of your radio station.
Hey there.
Hello.
You ready?
Hello, listeners.
You are listening to Triple J.
Live at the Wireless.
That's not the sound we require.
You just tuned in. We're the Beatles.
Moving right along.
Can we have an umbrella for the front row, please?
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Welcome to Live at the Wireless.
She's in the crowd. It's huge.
On Triple J.
Hello, Rosie Beaton with you. Thanks for downloading the Triple J Live Music Podcast. Today, I take you to the Triple J one-night stand at Tumby Bay. And big party starters, Art vs. Science, show the crowd an insanely good time. First up, let's hear Magic Fountain, which you voted in at number 9 in Triple J's Hottest 100 of 2010.
In the beginning, there was a fountain, but it wasn't. Just any fountain. It was a fountain of light.
Fountain of light.
It was a fountain of truth.
Fountain of truth.
It was a fountain of dreams.
Fountain of dreams.
It was a fountain of you.
Fountain of you.
It was a.
Magic fountain.
Magic Fountain on the Triple J Live Music Podcast. Now one of their new songs. This is Aim Fire.
Yes, yes, yes.
Science on the Triple J Live Music Podcast from Tumbi Bay in South Australia for the Triple J One Night Stand. Lindsay caught up with Dan Sweat and also Dan Mack from the group, and they just landed in Tumbi Bay.
We just arrived, yes. We just got off a sub 340.
Sub 340, it's a lovely aircraft.
Yeah.
Lovely. Do you know much about aircraft, Mr. Sweat?
Not at all. Jim's actually a pilot, so... He knows far more. So if you have any questions about aircraft...
Are you telling me the truth that Jim from Art vs. Science is a pilot?
Correct, yeah.
He's a bona fide pilot.
Yeah. Like Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't have a 747 license.
Yeah. He doesn't have a plane.
Yeah.
This is something that we will explore
more
later.
More pertinently.
Yeah. Maybe we can find a plane for you to go flying in this weekend. There'd be someone with a plane around here.
Yeah. We'll just ask some of the locals.
If anyone's got a plane... I haven't managed to find a push bike in the last hour and a half since I started this show. Now we're going for a plane. We've upped it a little. Oh, dear idea. Well, you guys will be on the show again tomorrow, of course, before you get on stage. Cool. So we'll see if we can get Jim in a plane.
We'll get one by then.
I think so. But you guys just came back from South by Southwest and you played some other shows around there. I heard you guys on the phone to Tom and Alex the other day. It must be, looking back, it was 3 or 4 years ago that you guys won the chance to play at Splendor in the Grass.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
With your, according to that newspaper, your hit Flippers.
Yeah.
Which is good. Flippers. With a silent J in there as well, I think they put in.
Do you get a chance to actually look back at all this and just go, man, this is mad?
Totally. Actually, yeah, being overseas was that moment pretty much, because it was like, well, we played, like, we did the South by Southwest thing, and then we went to California for some shows, and then we did New York. And I think New York was the moment for me anyway that I was just like, holy crap, we actually came here and people have turned up to listen. That's incredible.
What is it like, seeing American people using their flippers to get down?
It's cool because at first they're confused, and then
just like the crowd was at Splendor in the Grass.
Yeah. It's great. It's sort of like a travel back in time to when we were first starting in Australia. Because I think we had it a little bit easier in the UK because there's so many Aussie expats there supporting us, and that. But going to the US, our first show was in this tiny little room with like 25 people. We had to use our keyboard cases to make the stage big enough to fit on. And
you're only a three-piece.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it was just a box, actually.
Yeah. Wow. But it was funny as well because we'd come from doing Future in Adelaide and you sort of get used to talking to festival crowds. You have to kind of project and speak slowly. And we sort of came on stage and I was like, "Hello, Austin!" And like...
Mate, we're just here.
Exactly. They were like, oh, yeah, you have a big room voice and a little room voice. You have to put the little room voice on.
And it's fair to say tomorrow it will be a big room voice.
Yeah. I'm practicing my big room voice all night tonight.
When you spoke to Triple J Breakfast the other day, Dan, you mentioned that there would be some special surprises happening at the Tumbi Bay One Night Stand.
Was that you, Dan?
Was it you? No, it was Jim.
Yeah, Jim. So you're going to be landing a plane on stage, obviously.
Yeah, totally.
He says yes.
Skydive straight.
We got a thumbs up there from Jim.
But are there any hints you can give us as to what we're going to be seeing on stage tomorrow?
We'll be playing new songs.
You just released a bloody record.
Yeah.
I know. Well, that's not a surprise.
Them being the new songs.
They're new for us. They're new for us. Give us a break.
Dan's got it. You've got a step that you've got. That you've really honed now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. During Flippers, I do a funky little dance.
Oh, and do the people in the crowd, would they be able to do it as well?
You need a little bit of space. The people up the back could do it if there's a video.
You need about 1 foot to your left.
What you've just said then, because we're going to have to video you doing this step, and we'll put it up on our website so people can practice before the one-night stand tomorrow. That is awesome.
Okay. Damn, I wish I didn't say that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What a terrible thing to happen. All right, well, Dan W. Sweat, and Jim, the pilot over on the other side of the studio. We are here live at the Tumby Bay Oval, Tumby Bay One Night Stand happens tomorrow. Have a lovely night, gentlemen, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Catch you later.
I'll catch you for more amazing live music next week for the Triple J Live Music Podcast. See ya.
Triple J.
And that concludes our program for this evening, or this morning, or this afternoon, or indeed any time that you might be listening to this podcast.
Triple J's Live Music Podcast.